From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
This is a sample of our new show, What I Tell Investors. This topic, the remote monitoring and management market. We'll talk about what it is, why it's needed, and what are the growth points. Let's get started. I'm going to start off with a definition. Let's define what this product is in order to understand the problem it solved. It's the remote monitoring and management technology. The problem we're trying to solve here is pre-broadband being available. In order to service computers, you had to run around. You had to go out there and you had to service each machine by putting your physical hands on it and servicing it that way. As broadband became ubiquitous, the idea of remoting in and being able to fix something emerged. That's the idea you often see in screen shares and the ability to work with a remote technician. As that became more of the standard, providers realized they didn't have to roll a truck every single time they needed to work with someone, and it became more efficient to not do so. So the idea of being able to service that with technology emerged. This started right around that sort of 2003-2005 timeframe is when the idea really took hold and products moved into this space. But it's more than the idea of just servicing somebody remotely. The idea was not only could we screen share with that individual person, but we could also start taking advantage of automation and the technologies built in to do things remotely. So it was the idea of full managing and moving into monitoring. Because not only could we do things to these machines remotely, but we could also monitor to make sure they were working the way they needed to. So ideas like we'd watch logs, we'd make sure disk space didn't fill up, we'd keep patches running, those all started emerging. So why is it needed? Well, the idea is we're trying to convert the idea of being reactive, waiting for the user to call and say something is broken, into the idea of being proactive. With a tool like a remote monitoring and management tool, or RMM, we can actually be much more proactive. We can make sure patches are deployed, which we know from a security perspective is really vitally important. We can check to make sure things have happened, like backups, like software being deployed, and we can do those tasks remotely as well. And as we standardize our environment as the IT provider, we can deliver a consistent service over time. That's actually the core solution that we're trying to solve here, is the ability to do that consistently over time. By doing that, we're able to then establish a core baseline for an end customer's computer environment and work from there. That's why it's become such a core piece of what a managed services provider does. I talked about managed services providers on my video, What I Tell Investors, the Managed Services Market, and what we're serving there. This is the first of the tools that we often think about that's used in this space. So, the growth points. The reason this is such a core interesting technology is the fact that it grows with its usage. If you're a managed services provider and you're delivering service, you grow every single time you bring on a new customer and you bring on a new user within a customer. So you've got those two growth points as the managed services provider themselves. The software vendor providing the RMM also gets the growth point of every single time they add a managed services provider themselves. So that's very interesting to think about, because that way you're getting multiple levels of growth. As that tool has expanded, it's also started adding new functionality. So every single time we add a new function, so for example, integrated antivirus or endpoint detection, or the ability to, you know, web shield and protect users from scanning, you know, going to places they're not supposed to go. Each of those additional features are also a growth point, both for the managed services provider to sell new services, as well as the software vendor to deliver more. And the more of these you can add, the more you get these growth points and start adding new customers, new users, new services, and you can see how quickly this core expands. Now, let's talk about devices for a second. The RMMs have very traditionally been focused on Windows-based devices. In fact, the legacy of this technology, if you think back to that time frame that it came from of 2003, 4, 5, that was a very Windows-centric world. Client server with Windows desktops and Windows servers. Oftentimes, these RMM technologies were installed on premises. In fact, many of the legacy technologies still have that significant on-prem installation component. So they're very heavily Windows-focused. As a general rule, the primary devices that they're handling are all of the varieties of Windows. We've moved into other areas at some limited capacity, the ability to do some basic mobile device management, as well as Macs, are often considered, but often not fully fledged citizens within this. The primary devices are those user endpoints. That's important for you to know as you know about the space, is if you're looking at a particular provider to dig into those other areas of devices that they might be doing. Maybe they're not doing them quite so well. Thanks for listening to this preview of What I Tell Investors. This episode has got another 10 minutes of content covering who are the players, what are the competitive differences, and how has the technology expanded. There's also an episode on the managed services market and the PSA, or professional services market. If you're interested in this new series, go find it on YouTube at youtube.com/MSP Radio, and you'll find What I Tell Investors. Hit that subscribe button and follow the show there. I will be back with a regular episode of The Business of Tech on Monday.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.